This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now just a couple days away from the 1st of October, and that brings with us the official start of fall, some great fall fishing, and of course the archery deer seasons. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, deer season is indeed on the mind of hunters throughout the area, and with the exception of an abundance of standing corn right now, local hunters should find no major disappointments as they head to the forest and woodlots on October 1st for the season opener of the annual archery deer hunt. Standing corn is nothing unusual for those hunters during the early weeks of the bow season. That's what Deck Major, our regional wildlife biologist, told us the other day. In fact, he says since much of this corn was planted somewhat late this year, he suspects that it will be a couple more weeks before any significant harvest gets underway. According to Major, deer densities remain quite good throughout the area, and the deer herd continues to thrive. If conditions remain favorable, experts expect whitetail fanciers to enjoy another exceptional hunting season. And Major says with this unusually dry summer, many biologists expected to see an outbreak of EHD, which is a serious disease impacting deer numbers. However, at this point, he says, we've not seen any indication of a serious outbreak of this disease. And like last year, deer hunting regulations will permit hunters to harvest no more than two antlered deer during all seasons, which includes the youth, archery, muzzle-loading, and firearm seasons. And regardless of what permits a hunter possess, all remaining permits will convert to an antlerless-only permit after the hunter harvests his second antlered deer. And also, October also brings a special opportunity for young folks. Illinois youth will soon be heading afield for the annual Illinois Youth Firearm Deer Hunt. This is scheduled for October 8th and 9th. And this special hunt is set aside for youngsters possessing a valid permit for the special two-day season. The outlook is indeed a bright one with young hunters participating in the youth hunt. Biologists say whitetail numbers are excellent throughout the state. And as a reminder, young hunters must be accompanied by a non-hunting parent, guardian, or a responsible adult who has in his or her possession a valid firearm owner's identification card. Both participants must wear the required blaze orange cap and upper garment with a minimum of 400 square inches of solid blaze orange material. And this rule also applies to archers and squirrel hunters heading out during this special youth deer hunt weekend. During these 2 days and in counties open to the youth hunt, all hunters except waterfowl hunters are required to wear a cap and upper outer garment of solid blaze orange, covering again at least 400 square inches. And participants are reminded that all Illinois residents who possess firearms are required by law to have a FOID card. Youth hunters should keep that in mind that the archery deer season will be underway and archery hunters will be afield during this special youth hunt. Fall activities are underway at Carlisle Lake, in fact. Fall is undoubtedly the best times for camping, and following a very hot summer, the cool fall temperatures are welcomed. And what better time to get out with the family and friends and enjoy some roasting hot dogs and marshmallows over a crackling campfire. Carlisle offers several campgrounds that remain open for fall camping. The Dam West and McNair campgrounds will be open through November 1st. Boulder Campground will remain open until October 16th, and the Coles Creek Campground is open until October 2nd. The Dam East Campground is open all year, so there's plenty of things happening at Carlisle Lake if you're a camper, and what better time to get out and enjoy them. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
You already know you can buy, sell, trade, even locate and give away on the WSMI Trading Post.
But did you know now you can also advertise yard work and house cleaning services?
The WSMI Trading Post. Buying, selling, trading.
And now advertising house cleaning and yard working services every Monday through Friday at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned earlier, fall is in the air, and that means some great fall crappie fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, and also some pretty good white bass fishing at a couple of these lakes as well. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the cooler weather have brought the crappie fishing up to some excellent status, you might say, and so has the white bass fishing improved. There's even been some walleye showing up at the cleaning stations, and limits of crappie have been pretty common, and the white bass fishing is also red hot. Water temperatures had dropped into about 69, then rebounded to 75, and that only turned the bite on red hot action. The fish are hitting and hitting the feed bag major ways. Most all the crappie are packed full of shad and very healthy. There's been quite a few fish in the 13 to 14 inch range that caught this past week over shallow cover, and anglers are also catching a ton of smaller fish each day. Try starting the day fishing shallow in about 4 feet, and once the sun gets high, move out to deeper water as much as 12 to 15 feet. The big minnows seem to be working for the big crappie, but jigs are also producing nice fish every day as well, and that will improve as the cooler water temperatures move in. Now, there's a couple of patterns working very well for the white bass. Try using a tail spinner lure like a Little George and work up the ledges. You can quickly fill the boat quickly if you find the right ledge, and you can also run the flats at the north end and throw the inline spinners like a Blue Fox number 3 or something like this. These fish are so shallow that when you set the hook, they come clean out of the water. Just look for bait cruising the shore, and the whites will bust through them as they move through. And you can find these fish in less than a foot of water. This shallow pattern will continue over the next several weeks. And if you pick both crappie and white bass, you're going to have a grand time. The largemouth bass, too, at Lake Shelbyville are going very well right now. You can catch these all day fishing all types of lures, spinnerbaits, buzzbaits, topwater lures, crankbaits, all producing largemouth bass. And the catfish bite, as you might expect, is going strong too. These fish are feeding up for the long, hard winter. So lots of good action at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake, things in the lake are looking quite good if you're a catfish angler. The action has been quite good. These catfish are taking night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches with pull and line. Trout liners are using leeches and cut bait. And drift fishermen are using shrimp. The crappie bite is rated good. They're moving on to the rocks, and anglers are catching a combination of white bass and crappie off these wind-blown rocks. And in the spillway area, the white bass, they're only rated fair at this time. They've slowed down in the river, but they're still seeing some. Inline spinners, tube jigs, and minnows and curly tails seem to be producing most of these fish. And you will catch the occasional hybrid, a nice-sized hybrid, in fact. The catfish bite has been very good in the tailwater. In fact, probably the best bite right now in the tailwater. Commercial baits working best for these fish. Some fair crappie action reported in the river. However, a lot of these fish are running small right now. Tube jigs and minnows producing these fish. And the sauger bite only rated fair. Anglers are drift fishing downstream from the dam using curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler and finding pretty good success. At Wren Lake, as you might suspect, the crappie bite is red hot. Fish are being caught in the stake beds and brush piles in about 2 to 16 feet of water. They're also being caught under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge and the Gun Creek Bridge along Route 154. They're hitting minnows and jigs about equally well right now, and they're beginning to transition into their fall pattern. It will be a few weeks until the real fall bite starts, but this cool weather also has some of these fish moving shallow. The big fish are also starting to turn on. Anglers are catching a number of fish over 1 pound right now. And the catfish bite, it's also red hot at Rend. They're catching these from the shoreline at Waltonville, Bonnie Dams, and the Ina Boat Ramp. A lot of fish are being caught by people in boats drifting and letting their baits drag the bottom as well. Cut shad seems to be the favorite lure right now. However, night crawlers, liver, shrimp, commercial baits all working well as well. And the bridge bite on bass has still been good. They're catching these fish over long periods of time. Shaky head plastic worms as well as small jigs are working, getting most of the bites, in fact. The shad are really schooling up the mouths of the creeks and bays and getting ready to move into their shallower far fall pattern, and of course the bass will follow. When that happens, lipless crankbaits and spinnerbaits will again be the big players along these secondary points. And if you're a bluegill fancier, these are still being caught in the backs of the necks in the shallow water along the rocks. Red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms are working very well. So as you can see, plenty of things happening at our three core lakes, and our local lakes are also producing some very good fishing as well, and now's the time to get out and enjoy that. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.